October 19th, 2008. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, October 19, 2008 edition. Here in the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, Brother Matt.
Hello.
Sean joining us.
Hello.
We started off the show with John Coltrane doing Minor Mishap. And then Kilka with I Am Retarded. Question mark. T on purpose. I'm on a couple songs on her new album. It's called, you got it over there, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
It's called Oof Fun Fun Foo Foo. I got to play in her town last February, Kanazawa, and in fact a newspaper article just came out with us in it from her town. It's a smaller town for Japan. But so she went to Tokyo to being, now she's living in Berlin, but I played there on the tour and went on the radio. Brother's sister's daughter, she actually came up rapped.
Oh, wow.
She's like a big,
wow.
You know, it's a smaller town, I mean, for there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Harmony. Mm-hmm. You've been to Harmony? PCH? It's just past north of Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 18 people population. Mm-hmm. It's on the way to San Simeon.
It's like a little Christmas town up near there too. That's like always.
That's before, I think. Right, Carpentier.
Something somewhere up there.
Carpentier.
Yeah. But so it ain't one of them like kind of little towns. But for, you know, probably bigger than Pedro. She's well known, but like here in the U.S., you kind of get big for your town, so you have to go to the big town, mm-hmm. like New York City or Los Angeles. But, I was very interested. Her English is pretty good, too, so she helped me on the radio with the man. When you talk to the journalist people there, they're not so, maybe I've been lucky, but all the ones I've talked to is pretty into it and not jaded people, you know, done it maybe, lost the fire for doing it and just wants it.
So the little towns, they're pretty hip to coming out and checking out different stuff as opposed to like,
no, Tokyo has it too, but I mean, obviously Tokyo has got a lot of going on and, I don't know. I don't live there, so I don't know. I've heard from people, though, Tokyo is kind of fashion and more. For the big towns, Osaka's more the big shoulders working. There's a big rivalry between the two.
Oh.
They have different slang.
But a bitchin' way to get to check that out, though.
Yeah. And the little town, little smaller towns. Finally, after so long. But I've met a lot of interesting people in Tokyo too, because you know, like I said, people will come in from those towns to for the music, the art thing. But and also in between was interesting for me because of the nature and stuff. I never got just being in the cement. Monday I played with Dose. 6 days ago, and it was a celebration of a release. We're going to play it all now. That's 12 minutes. We played with a band. In fact, they requested us. Half of them are from Pasadena, and half are from Long Beach. They're called the Widow Babies, and their newest release on. Sounds Are Active. SAA. It's called the Mike Watt EP. And basically it's a mini opera where I'm in it. And a vampire that looks like Abraham Lincoln
is in combat with me. He wants to control the universe or something. And they played the whole thing at the gig, and then they gave me a copy of it. And so I'm going to play the whole thing here. And then Elise's words, sometimes you can't hear them so well. So when we get done, we'll have Brother Matt read them to you. So here it is. The Mike Watt EP by The Widow Babies.
Yeah.
Six parts.
Yeah. swim of a wild tide. Such is the fate of all those who oppose the primordial essence of Watt. Sing out, my brothers, and rejoice in his glory.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Mike Watt EP by the Widow Babies in its entirety, parts 1 through 6. And now Brother Matt's going to read you the lyrics.
Yeah. First one, Mike Watt created the universe with a bass solo. Way down in Pedro, Watt and his family. You go to Pedro, see just like Watt sees. There are no mothers and there are no fathers. And I know his face won't change. He never saw us. Sometimes we see them, and sometimes they seem tough, but way down in Pedro, they'll never believe us. Way down in Pedro, Watt and his brothers play down in Pedro and jam for each other. All those down in Pedro know that cats are really dogs, and they all shake hands with Watt to make sure he knows them well, because Watt plays rock like science in Corona, California, and plays his bass like lightning so that everyone can join him. Number 2, Vanity, thy name is Lincoln. My people, don't forget your brothers. My people, don't forget your brothers. God is just fable now, don't forget your brothers. Vampire Lincoln, he's coming for us. This man eats his dinner with silver and napkins. His hands are like ghost fingers, white and transparent. He's searching for someone to take what he's missing. His hands are too dainty to control the world. Number 3. What you thinking, Vampire Lincoln? His plan is a grievance, as green as this apple. Watt plays on for free and stands looking backwards. This bloodsucker's a drag queen. Watt lets his hands bleed. This river's a crime scene. Watt makes his bass scream. Number 4, evil triumphs over the awesome powers of Kayak. My people, where you think you're going now? Watt rides his kayak through the icebergs of a mountain. But Lincoln's clever. He knows where he's hiding out. He's going to take Watt's hands forever, going to leave them in the ground. My, what a long way he's come for these hands. He snaked them, and he got them. Watt sinks to the bottom, and evil has triumphed again. Number 5, in which Watt wins back his hands and bases a river into existence. San Pedro, San Pedro, there's no room for you, so Watt's not on sick leave. He's not wearing short sleeves. His hands have been taken, stolen by Lincoln. There is an answer. Only our friends know. But Mike Watt won't ever stop jamming Econo. Dropped handfuls. You've got them back again. Mike Watt from Pedro. Storming this riverbed. Stopped Lincoln. This ocean is blood red. No stopping Econo. No topping the Minuteman. Number 6. Epilogue. Here stands a river. Forged in the fiery kingdom of bass. Lincoln has succumbed and will exist eternally in the form and rhythm of a wild tide. Such is the fate of all those who oppose the primordial essence of Watt. Sing out, my brothers, and rejoice in his glory. Yeah! Widow Babies!
Much respect to the Widow.
Awesome.
That was a good show.
Then the other gig I played last week was Friday here in town.
Right on. That, mm-hmm, was,
that
fun.
Was fun.
It was a benefit for the San Pedro Skate Park, Channel Street.
Yeah.
Andy
Great
Harris.
Cause.
And good folks put that together.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
We went on first. There was maybe 4 bands after us. Mm. One after stalled. I mean, there's a big gap. But, you know, they said 9 o'clock, we were on. And, of course, Pedro gig had to be a toy PA. I think
12 or 15 inch speaker on the chair on each side of the stage, screaming my brains out.
Danny was working it.
One day, there's several toy PAs, you know, so I was in the same one. They gotta like pool them together and get.
And this pilot building is real cool, though. That place is like kind of laid out like little Tipitinas down in New Orleans.
Because where the offices were upstairs, it turned into pads.
Yeah.
They're watching from the balcony. Like brick, you know.
Yeah, cool old building.
Behind us, and then a lot of wood. It's an older building. Mm-hmm. The news pilot, San Pedro used to have its own newspaper. It was part of the Copley News Service, so not the best. But it was about our town. Mm.
Fish wrapper.
Endearing name was the fish wrapper, right. In fact, I remember finally they, you know, accepted it and had a big, like, the middle of the paper spread out and they had an outline of a fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you'd go like fold up. Dotted
line. That's clever.
But when we lost it, there's no local paper.
No.
So the other one was Daily Breeze for Torrance, and they try to do some Pedro, and Press Telegram and Long Beach tries to do a Pedro, but basically we got Random Links every week that comes out, or every other week, James Allen, and there's some other thing too.
Yeah, that's a cool paper because it's not owned. That's indie.
Right.
That's good.
But the magazine, I think, is a part of Copley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an advertising thing. They'll do stories about their advertisers.
They need things to fill in between them or something. But that's all we got from Pedro-centric print. But back to the skate thing. It was well supported.
Yeah.
Everybody came out to help out. And El Hombre was pretty loose.
Yeah.
They didn't get uptight, even though it was downtown.
I think they thought everybody was an art crowd instead of rocking out.
That was first Thursday.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah, like the museum crowd.
Yeah.
But, because they have this thing, some art thing on the first Thursday down there. 7th Street, there's galleries. And,
6th Street blocked off.
I'm not really familiar with. Mm-hmm. Me and Kay played a dope gig at one of them, Mike Brady's.
I DJed a couple times down there when Karma Studios was happening.
Oh, okay, yeah, where I did the second
panel
stand with Michael.
It was fun DJing in the streets of Pedro.
Yeah, but it's a real disconnect. I don't know about that scene.
Mm.
People moved here, artist people or something?
Yeah, it's a lot of out-of-towners.
But the gig was a success, and Pete and Jared was with my second man. They played really good.
Now,
third gig with them. Since, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, each one keeps getting better.
The guys are getting better. Jerry ain't afraid to give me some old hoes.
So funny watching you guys.
And I couldn't keep my sleeve rolled up. They're coming down. I got these, they had a sale at Union War Surplus. First flannels. New flannels I bought. They were $5 each. I got three.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
I haven't bought new flannels in, maybe teenage. But they're soft. I like them. But hard to keep rolled up.
Why don't wear short sleeves? That's what they said.
Wear shorts.
You need to do those little flaps.
New pickup in the Andy base. It looks just like the other one, but it's got four coils instead of two. So I got a little versatility. I'm going to use that other pickup, put it by the bridge, so I have two. And then I'm thinking about painting it orange.
Oh
yeah.
Start a whole new
entire orange base for a couple months. It's a Fender Jazz Barry gave me. But then I give it to someone else. I'm playing it. It's a good bass. Maybe I gave it back to Barry. He's in town. He works with Patti Smith, and I think she played last night. And I think Flea was in Lagos last night for a Fila.
Wow.
Some kind of celebration of his life. Fila was, I wish I had some of his music.
I guess some.
You got some?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play the Fela song. Well, maybe you work it into your spin cycle. Because Fela had some big-ass jams.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't his son play now or something?
Right. Fema. Femi.
Kuti.
Femi. In fact, he was on one of the
festivals
the Stooges played over in Europe this summer. And I might have seen him in the chow pad, but I wasn't sure. I was too scared to ask. But, yeah, usually his albums only had like two songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd be long as.
Yes, we got six, but they're like 15 minutes, 13 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of them, and some have these really intense artwork on the covers. Military men with vampire fangs.
He spent a lot of time in prison, right?
Right. And I think his mother was killed by the military, thrown out a window or something. His family had a lot of persecution. But he was always fighting for rights in Nigeria and humans, period. He's a good cat. Bob Teagan, a friend of mine in Detroit, toured with him a little while and got a lot of footage filming him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he brought his boy out when he's young to come play sax, you know, in the gig. I think he's still playing sax. But Brother Matt will play, he'll have an underlying layer.
Yeah, we'll start
of spin
it off.
Cycle with some Fela. So much respect to him. Yeah, let's play some more music now.
Thank you. Oh!
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Soft Edge by Boris. Before that, we had Happy Melted City by Black Moth Super Rainbow. That name. Then Tummy Hop by Calvin Johnson and the Sons of the Soil. And we start off with Bed by Petra Hayden and Woody Jackson now.
Yeah.
I saw Petra and Woody Thursday. And I guess the new Largo, Cornette Theater, up on La Cienega, Hollywood.
Woody played with Vanyan before?
No, that was Woody Alpha.
Oh, different Woody?
Yeah, whose band's called Papa Woody. And this was Woody Jackson. I think this album that just came out, they did it. It took 10 years to make.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's out, and Pet sang great. She had two ladies singing with her for a lot of it. And they did good, too. And then people playing piano, sometimes string bass, sometimes mandolins, guitar. She played mandolin on one, too.
Very cool.
Yeah. She dedicated her mandolin song to her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And Vincent Gallo came and sang two songs with her near the end and played guitar on one, too. He did good. Trippy voice. And I don't know, she's after something else. I got to talk to her brother Josh before the gig. It's been a while. He's making music still, which is great. I go back to his band when he's a teenager called Treacherous Jaywalkers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Tanya, her sister, was there. They used to, she's part of Triplets. They used to all play together. They did just an album with their pop, like Hayden Family. All three of them. Tanya was cello, Rachel bass. Rachel's playing bass now for Todd Rundgren.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
She was on tour and couldn't be at the gig. But yeah, they're all incredible musicians and great singers. And amazing. I got a Cornelius thing. We'll play some with it later. But she's on one of these songs, doing a Cornelius song.
Wow.
A cappella and singing Jap. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I heard that song.
Yeah, I played it before. She gave it to me when it was first done. But I forgot about it. And I just saw it looking at the box here.
Neat.
So that's
yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is another gig coming up this week. Harold's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was some shit Saturday.
Oh, right.
Raul,
yeah, that's
cigarette
terrible.
Put out on somebody's face and a knife pulled on Raul. And I mean, Wednesday the gig was so great. I didn't hear about that crap. Now Raul's out on tour, so I haven't got to speak with him. Put an email to him so when he gets a chance, maybe I can get the word from him. But this is what I heard at the skate park.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Ship Shape Tuesday. And then Thursday, Ian MacKay's coming to town. A Q&A thing. He ain't playing at the Sunken City Skate Shop. In fact, there's a whole SoCal tour he's doing, maybe 6-7 gigs.
Oh, spoken words.
Hollywood, stuff. Riverside, Q&A. Different towns. Yeah. Not really spoken words. I think he has people actually asking questions.
Oh, cool.
Like a Q&A. And a big surprise for me, he says, yeah, I'm bringing Carmine. I said, Carmine? Yeah, because the Evans is him and Amy, And Carmine's new shipmate. He's got a little baby.
Awesome.
From last year I didn't know about.
Cool.
So I get to meet him. That's righteous. And then there's a benefit I think we're going to do. We just got asked, whoever's putting this together, but it's a weird thing. It's like, I don't know, Justice for Murdered Children or something, organization that they're going to put on a gig at Portsicall and they ask me to play. And how do you say no to something like that?
Yeah.
Is it like you're pro Murdered Children? I'm not pro Murdered. So, they want us to play. It'll be with Pete and Jared. More times I play with those guys.
Kind of heavy
trip though, man.
Yeah.
I told me that. And there's like a car show.
It's going to be outside?
Yeah.
It's trippy.
Oh, cool. In that little park there?
And
They got that little park down
there. I don't know. Something.
That's cool.
Down by, yeah, I think it's by the Mike's Tank Farm.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him setting up pumpkins when I was pedaling this morning. Well, we reached the end of the first hour of the October 19, 2008, Rock Beto shows. Hold tight for hour two. October 19, 2008. It's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro show. Here's some now.
Circle Rico. day. That's what my mama always say. So well along the way that you checked to me when it's true. But I was free, but I just to say to all the things that this body could. Better wake up, better make a change. Gonna wind up living in the grave. Gotta get back on the get right. Had too much of the good. I gotta make a new start. Gotta mend this torn heart of mine.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with Lies Are Up, something from the New Now album. Then we heard another new release from a band called I Heart Lung. Nelson Klein's involved with this somehow. Probably guitar, that's how. And Johnson, I think, on the bass clarinet. Then the Clubber Lang Gang with the Get Right. And, hell, you're talking about Fela, right?
Yeah.
And, it's time for the Brother Matt spin cycle, so with that in mind.
Got some Fela right now for you.
Brother Matt.
Go, 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 go Too circling, half dead with a tick of a brain, and I am upstairs in my underwear, 3-day beard, pouring a beer and waiting for something literary or symphonic to happen. But they keep circling, circling, and a thin old man in his last winter rolls by, pushed by a girl in a Catholic school dress. Somewhere there are the Alps, and ships are now crossing the sea. There are piles and piles of H&A bombs, enough to blow up 50 worlds and Mars thrown in. But they keep circling. The girl shifts buttocks. And the Hollywood Hills stand there, full of drunks and insane people and much kissing and automobiles. But it's no good, Chesara Sara. Her dirty white dog simply will not shit. And with a last look at her nail, she, with much whirling of buttocks, walks to her downstairs court, trailed by her constipated dog, simply not worried, leaving me looking upon a most unsymphonic pigeon. Well, from the looks of things, relax. The bombs will never go off. Thank you.
Yeah. But you know I'm back there. But you know I'm back there. I know all about that. You know this whole phone wanna know where she at. Fresh out the jet, and the chicks where she. But you know I'm back there. But you know I'm back. But you know I'm back there. I know all about don't you know me about a three? When I church, Charlie chilling now, say, where I'm holding all of what you know about. Don't you know I got a key out of three when I church out the church bad Louis Napsack? Well, all in all the word again. What you know about that? What you know about that? What you know about that? I know all about that. You know this old phone on the low where the cheese at. Fresh out the jet where the cheese at. What you know about that? What you know about that? What you know about that? I know all about that. Don't you know I got a key out of three when I search out the church bag? Louis Napsack, where I'm holding all the words. Yeah, what you know about that? What you know about that? What you know about that? I know. You know this old phone on the low where the cheese at. Fresh out the jet, her jet where the cheese at. What you know about that? 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 I'm
United States is not a normal country. We're a homeland now, under military surveillance and military control. This thing is surrealistic now, and it is getting nastier and nastier as we are more and more kept in the dark about those things which most affect us. The government is not responsive to the people, either in protecting us from something like 9/11, which they should have done, could have done, did not.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Cool. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you.
Wait a second. Here's John Travolta by NASA Space Universe.
Over. What was your motivation and impulse behind
this week's deal? Was kind of just trying to stick to one theme, and that theme ended up being a glitch mob mode this week.
Right.
So some
who
different little flavor.
Almost lost everything, but someone returned.
Yeah.
Purses.
Yeah. Attitudes, cratty, ooh ah.
What town?
Some of those guys are from L.A., Venice, San Francisco, Colorado. Seems to be the big glitch spots.
Okay.
It's on fire.
You found out about them through Burning Man.
Yeah. A couple years ago, ran into them at Burning Man, and it was bitching and something totally new. So, it's neat. Digitally tweaking it.
Yeah. Into it. Let's hear some more sounds. Watt from Pedro show. Finishing up the second hour here. You just heard Declaration of a Permanent Absence of Will by Japanese Gum, but they're actually from Genoa, Italy. Italy, I know. I think it's Genoa. But I didn't fuck that up. No disrespect. And then before that, the Possible Fathers with Benz I Know, and started with Happy Robots. And a nice little tune called Say Fuck Me. And that's the end of the second hour of October 19, 2008. Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. October 19th, 2008. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. Sam Schusterman, the shoe store man, under the overpass, over the manholes in old downtown uptown, Updown, Wichita, is like a cast iron front store you'd see like on the Bowery. He sold them used shoes to the old folk, poor folk, and those hipsters bopping down the street on Douglas Avenue, main drag, hip to the tip, a few blocks from the Great White Way Snooker Hall. Long time gone. He got the used shoe store where the floor shines and the floor shines too. He got the time and the togs to climb the frame. He got the wingtips, high tops, blue suedes too. Off-size, replete, repaired, wingtips, high tops, blue suedes. Recast, retread, rebuffed, run over, factory rejects for deja ejected, rejected. The prejudiced multitude, the crude, the recluse, the Dolly Moppers and the Beboppers, and suburban sinners at the door. He stretches the off-size, puts shoals in the two-wides, black and white shoes for blacks and whites too, pointy toes for those with a point of view, peg pachuco trousers, sill for watch chain deja vu, Oxfords for the saddle or the golf course, even the goof course, even penny loafers for memory of swing, high-heeled boots for the shit stompers and whammy-down galloping sluts, tipped boots placed in place, glittering fast socks clean up the alley, plastic pumps with taps on the heels, patent leather for the patch pond and gaiters galore. I'm going to down to Sam Schusterman's store across the Santa Fe tracks and get me something to bop the night train in. Rack back my sack, lay my nod in the bog for the sod to funk it and honk it, and trim the slim trinket because I got my new kickers on, shuffling and scuffling down the street, swift as a sneaker shoestring. Long time before Doc Martin made the scene.
Okay. Let's do it.
Truck, playing the radio.
Watt from Pedro show. Start off the third hour with Shadow of the Bear by Hong Kong in the 60s. But I think they're from England. Then we had the Fake Tyrants and their opus, The Amazing Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's instrumental. So that's Kevin's beyond words. So then we heard Not Anymore with Sprout. And then Charlie Plimel live reading some poetry of his, Benny's from Heaven. And finished up with Rowboat by Deep in the Woods 66, 8 ton. From Dublin, Ireland. Brother Matt?
Yeah.
You were paddling?
Yeah, I had some righteous paddling.
What happened
today?
This morning?
They had little dolphins.
You're out with a buddy, right?
Yeah, me and the rad one were out paddling.
Got how out. Much distance between both of you?
Like just across the street, like 30 feet or so.
Right.
Went out to the buoy, came back, burned one, and then started back in towards the big orange float.
Right.
And got attacked by dolphins.
Attacked.
Well, they were pretty active and they were jumping all around us. They were friendly.
They were, yeah,
they were friendly. They were cool. No, it was great.
You were greeted.
It was great. Yeah, they were jumping. They were totally jumping, leaping.
Yeah, right.
Out of the water.
Two of them leaped.
Yeah, they did a little crisscross. Yeah, a little marine land show for us. Another dude got up and totally did the spin. Total airborne.
Yeah.
It was righteous morning.
A Luca.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's righteous. I think when you see something like that, well, the way I feel when I get to witness that is like, boy, man, good omen.
Yeah, it was righteous, like church Sunday service.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is Sunday.
Yeah.
So much respect to the Alucas.
Yes.
Okay, more tunes.
This is a true story. We'll be right back.
that love woman with a pet today. If I love so hard, you, I know I gotta be carried away. Cause I never had women was telling me how much wrong I do. She loves to argue, so I threw a chair and left the room. And we continue to argue. Sometimes you just know you're right. Your facts are straight, your story makes sense, your logic is crystal. But there's always the naysayers that don't seem to get it. And I don't get what they don't get, you know? So I can declare war. So our tools become our weapons, and our words become the ammo. My servants infuse my adrenaline. So we go at it like two beta fish in one tank, and we fire away! We could reach a consensus, but none of us know how to get there. I try, but I don't feel like you're trying hard enough. And it's just not fair, you know? Forget it. Your head is too thick to understand anyway. Bam! Arguments give a new perspective to things. Now, using harsh words has a whole new feel to it. It's like I hit them. They're jabs. They're stabs. They're bullets. And your face is right in the center of my target. And there was blood all over my hands. Shit! Ow! They said before I called an ambulance. See? I'm a good guy, but damn it, I'm angry. I'm angry at people who think everything's okay. Do you think everything's okay? I'd love to argue and prove you wrong. Thank you.
Big Jim Slade.
Yeah!
Pedro Show. That was Eclisa Fuzz by the Fuzz Orchestra. These guys are from Italy. Maybe they're from Genoa. Maybe they're from Milano. I can't remember now. I'm sorry. Both them and Japanese gum are Italian, though, believe me. Fratello. Then before that, we heard Old People with Heroin Ball Pit. Schooner ahead of that with Wing and Window Seat, probably like an airplane thing. Trippy stuff. They're from Canada, maybe Montreal, maybe Canada for sure. Sorry about that, my memory. Foreign Humor ahead of that with I Love to Argue. Annihilation Man with Fuck Yourself before that, and started off with SS Officer by Patrol. So it would have been better if I would have read it from the first song.
Read it again?
Let's see. Ian MacKay, Question and Answer, Thursday, the 23rd of October here in Pedro at Sunken City Skate Shop between 6th Street and 7th Street. So come on down. It's $5, all ages. Ian, you know, test him with the toughest questions you can. And see if you can stump him. He's a great cat. And Craig Abar is putting it on.
Cool.
And he asked me to do an intro, which is kind of scary, but I'll try my best. And, of course, Tuesday is a couple days before that. It's the Herald's thing. Hopefully that's peaceful.
Yeah.
I think with one of Todd Congelier's bands.
Yeah, the weekend crowd is real cool down there. Different deal than the weekend, let's hope.
Yeah, when I got told that, it was really upsetting. I love Raul. And just for the sake of Pedro, serenity.
Yeah, you don't need that.
You don't need the lack of. And then Friday, this benefit, maybe, at Ports of Call for...
All right.
Justice for Murdered Children.
Outdoor Harbor Gig.
Jesus, what a name. But, you know, I guess it's not pulling any punches. No mysteries in that name. So, God, and when's the last time I played Ports of Call? It's been a while. It's been a long while. So that'd be a trip.
Yeah, that's a cool little park spot they got
there. Yeah, I think it starts Friday, okay, the day we're playing. And then, but it starts by the cruise ship terminal. And somebody's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. I said, is there another stage? And they said, yeah, it's at the far end of Ports of Call.
Oh, cool.
Can't get on that one.
Cool.
You know, no disrespect to anybody, but if there's more than one stage, put me on that other one.
And, yeah, that's a cool spot down there.
Yeah, they got a bunch of pumpkins, I told you.
Yeah.
This peddler man is smart. I was talking to some guy at that gig at the skate benefit, Pedro guy, blues guitarist. Interesting man. You know, my age, maybe a little older, and talking about guitars, and how's the trip? You know, we were talking about music I get sent. You know, it's all different kinds of stuff. And no, people aren't so hung up on which bin to be in, you know, genre or whatever, scene. And I think that's kind of an advancement for mankind in a way, you know, not to get screwed up with that kind of crap because it's so shallow and phony.
Yeah, it was also cool seeing people like from their teenagers into their 50s there.
Yeah, and a sports skate.
Yeah.
And that used to be a big divide line.
Yeah.
Little kids, you know. Hell, Tony Alva's 50.
Is he really? Wow.
He's one of the cats who changed it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, across through ages, across through college.
No, never.
I saw him last week, me and Raymond. So I'm at this thing Katie's putting on. It was in the Hollywood Hills. You could see all the valley. I've been there. Last time I was there was taking Scotty Ashton and his family around in the boat up there because that's where the Stooges, the main man house when the Stooges lived up there. But this was at nighttime. It is a trip.
Pretty.
All right, some more music. What from Pedro Show.
I need to know what I'm Did you sell them?
Last group of musics for this show. First one was there, Cornelius with Ryuichi Sakamoto, Turn Turn. They sent me a DVD and a CD of B-sides. That was very nice of them. Trippy music. I like. And that's, of course, got Miss Shimmy on bass, Miss Yuko on drums. She just played. I got an email from Miss Yuko because she's over there. And Miss Yuko played in some temple in a town called Nara, maybe 5 hours out of Tokyo on the train. Yeah, and I think it's got the biggest boda there.
Oh. Something.
And then we heard Majiobai from Unknown Instructors. That's a poem that Joe Baez asked me to read over him playing guitar, me on bass. Actually, it's the first song on the third Unknown Instructors album that's coming out in the next couple months. And I just got a copy of it, and I like it. It was made at the same time as his Master's Voice, the second one. But the release is, a year and a half apart or something. But David Thomas is on it, George Hurley on the drums, of course, and Joe Baez on guitar. Raymond did a spiel for the last album, but he ain't on this one. Spirit was, he was around. And who else? Yeah, Joe Carducci kind of produced it. Joe Carducci once used my practice pad as a film set.
Oh, cool.
Coming up. Yeah, he goes, I remember it having high ceilings, so I took a picture of it. He said, is this what you remember, dude? Big inflatable Jim Beam bottle.
So he's back in town now, right?
No, no. He's still living in Las Vegas, but he's going to come in and bring this guy, Jim Fotopoulos, or something, a Chicago filmmaker. I don't know. I'll know more later. We had Bob Mould live from last month or the month before. Maybe it was last month at the ATP in the Catskills. Mm-hmm. I celebrated summer. And then we had Rebound, Subado, which is Lou Barlow and Jason Lowenstein, Eric Gaffney. It's what Lou was doing in between First Dinosaur and Reformed Dinosaur. He still does some of them. He did a tour last year with him. And I got to see him in Belgrade. He was playing great. So was Jay, of course. Smoking. And Murph. And finally, we had Peking Homonucleus with A Word In and Edgewise. A Word In Edgewise. And, that's October 19th, 2008, Watt from Pedro show. Sean, thank you.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
I know I didn't let
Thanks
you get much
picnics,
word
Dr.
in edgewise.
It's all right.
Okay. Brother Matt, of course, Central, Aiden and Abedin.
Cool.
And next week, we'll try to power on another pylon. And hopefully, in the meantime, Brother Matt, you witness more dolphin leaping.
Yeah, sweet.
I saw some big-ass sea lions hanging out by the fishing boats.
There's some creatures out there.
They were giving me the eyes. You know, they got the eyelids so they can see underwater. They're clear, right, these bubbles. And they were giving me the look like, where's the chow? And I felt so sad. I wanted to jump in there and give them rubs. Remember? Aww. Speaking of jumping in, remember? P. Merkin?
Yeah,
Alvarado went and jumped in and got off.
Yeah.
You don't jump in.
Yeah, I heard he's a wheelchair guy these days. So
is that right?
P. Merkin's hurting.
I didn't know that. Yeah, is he still up in Oregon?
Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Washington.
Yeah.
That's right.
So get well, P. Merkin.
Yeah.
Heal fast.
Damn, that's news. He's an old Pedro guy who moved up northwest a while ago. So that's sad news. But there was a... It was sad, too, about him getting all bit up because they got all kinds of funky stuff on their team.
Yeah.
Media battery of tetanus shots is waiting. But he jumps in. I guess he's trying to wrestle him.
It wasn't one of the wiser moves he's made, probably.
The magic of alcohol. And aiding the wise moves. The wise guys. No, P. Merck is beautiful, and I hope he gets better. I didn't know.
Yeah, his back's really wasted.
Oh. Okay, heal up, P. Merck. And everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.